Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Talking to the baldy one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station. That's here in Cairns. BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this daily country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you say, mob, yarn up strong. Yeah, we're living in a different world at the moment. So because of the COVID-19, we're going to catch up a yarn now and have a talk to Alex and Michaela from Murrawa Law. And the topic is, can workplaces make the COVID-19 vaccination mandatory? It's a question we've been asking, and topic has been coming up in regard to the rollout of the vaccine. Where do we stand? That's the question. Jump over to Alex. Well, very good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, thanks.
Good. Alex and Michaela, thank you very much. Alex, introduction. Australia is currently preparing to roll out. Well, give us the intro, sorry, before.
So Australia is currently preparing to roll out our national vaccination program for the COVID-19 in the coming months, and it raises concerns and conversations for employees and employers. Many of the employees and organisations, especially those that employ or work with vulnerable people, including our mob, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, are thinking about whether or not they're going to require employees to be vaccinated as a condition of employment.
Yeah, so if you look at it, well, there are many laws about making the COVID-19 vaccine mandatory for employees. What's your take on that, Michaela?
Yeah, so currently there's no specific laws about making the COVID-19 vaccine mandatory for employees. However, most states and territories have public health orders in place which are requiring workers in residential aged care to be vaccinated against influenza, except where the employee has a medical reason not to. We are also waiting for the state and federal governments to provide more clear guidance on the issue of mandatory vaccines in the workplace.
So, Alex, what obligations do employees have to employees?
Employers have a duty of care to its employees and are required to comply with the health and safety legislation to ensure that the workplace is a safe environment for its employees and clients. Employers need to consider that the nature of their organisation and their employees' risk of exposure to COVID-19 before making a decision about the COVID-19 vaccine. For example, workplaces where employees are working with vulnerable people, such as aged care, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, are likely to make the vaccination policy to make sure their clients, patients and employees are safe. These workplaces are at a high risk of getting and developing serious illnesses, such as COVID-19, due to the number of factors and obviously pre-existing health conditions. However, in other workplaces, such as professional services, having a COVID-19 safe plan that includes social distancing and wearing masks and working from home may be sufficient to ensure that the workplace is complying with workplace health and safety obligations to stop the spread of the virus.
So, Michaela, what are some legal risks for employers to make the COVID-19 vaccine mandatory for employees?
So employers should be cautious about requiring vaccination as a condition of employment to avoid unfair dismissal claims, discrimination claims, and also workers' compensation claims. So, for example, if an employee refuses the vaccine because of their religious, ethical, or medical beliefs, the employer may face a discrimination claim. And another example is where an employee is instructed to take the COVID-19 vaccine by their employer and then experiences harmful side effects from the vaccine. The employer in this circumstance may also face a workers' compensation claim. At this time, it is unknown how the courts and tribunals would respond to such claims relating to this COVID-19 vaccine.
A bit of a dog's breakfast, what I'm picking up. Yeah. Alex, well, exactly. What happens if you refuse to get the COVID-19 vaccine?
So you should discuss your concerns first and foremost with your employer and in an instant let them know that you're not comfortable with the vaccine. If you do decide that you don't want to get the vaccine, your employer may ask you to work from home. They may relocate you to another part of the organisation where the immunisation isn't essential. And in some instances, they may dismiss or fire you. If you are dismissed because you refuse to comply with the employer's instructions to be vaccinated, you may be able to claim protection under the Commonwealth or state anti-discrimination laws or seek protection under the relevant human rights legislation. If you believe you have been unfairly dismissed from your job, you can make an application to the Fair Work Commission within 21 days of the dismissal taking effect. Once you have completed your application, the Fair Work Commission will assess and deal with your matter.
So it's really upside down, isn't it? Michaela, what should employees do now?
So each workplace will have to take an approach based on its own circumstances and comply with the advice and laws from government. Employers should take time to carefully consider the risks associated with their workplace and whether they should have mandatory vaccinations. So in doing so, employers can keep up to date on the vaccine rollout, begin having internal discussions within their organisation about this issue and consider whether the workplace would require their employees to be vaccinated, and also implement any training or policies to keep employees informed on how to reduce the spread of COVID-19 at work and the potential benefits for the vaccination.
So there it is. And look, a very robust conversation all over the place, and it's uncharted waters.
Absolutely.
We're talking about COVID-19 in a pandemic, what have you. Mm-hmm. And some people out there, anti-vaccine.
Anti-vaxxers.
Anti-vaxxers, yeah, that's right, exactly. Don't want to take the needle. Well, where do they stand and where does the employee stand in regard to someone getting ill and passing on the disease?
It can become quite a risk to the community as well.
Big time.
So it's all messy at the moment.
Very messy at the moment. Thank you very much, ladies. Who is Marua Law?
So Marua Law is the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm that specialises in commercial and Indigenous land law. If you need legal advice, you can call us on 4041 3088.
And we are talking Black on Black, a beautiful, fantastic company there, Marua Law, and dealing with black lawyers, black staff and black principal solicitor in Leah Cameron. Ladies, thank you very much. All the best to you. Thanks for the yarn and we'll talk soon, girls.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there with the girls from Marua Law. And there it is. Can workplace make COVID-19 vaccination mandatory? A very important conversation all up in the air. Converse with your employer and see where you stand. At this point in time, the vaccine is not compulsory as such, but we need to have that conversation with your employer. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, that deadly number 1-800-422-416.
You have an to wait. Very important announcement.
George W. Bush, old W. He's a good old boy, old W. Smoke him out. Bring him to justice. Crusade. That old axis of evil. Not everybody love you, W. Not everybody love you.
I don't trust you.
Hollywood and the media's reaction invades your brain. Got old George Bush acting like a born-again John Wayne. Oscar nomination, no odds or win. I'd rather be in Paris, Texas, than in Palestine. Not all the world love you, W. Not all the world love you. Colonel Kurtz, now in Iraq and Afghanistan, because he finished his work in Vietnam. W security is plain to see, forces millions and millions to hide and flee. As aliens, asylum seekers and refugees, he got the whole world down on bended knees, praying for an end to their insecurity. Smoke them out, bring them to justice, the crusade, axis of evil. He's a good old boy, old W. Not everybody love you, W. Not everybody love you.
Don't touch that red button. Don't touch that red button.
I don't trust you.
Don't touch the red button.
I don't trust you.
Yeah, W, love ya. That's Kev Carmody here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Give the Murray call, have your say. 1-800-422-416 is the magical number you need to call here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yana with the ball here. I'm Trevor Tim Trindy. Trev Murray from Recurry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So give me a call, have your say. If you're on the shy side, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. Want to hear what you've got to say. Yarn up strong your mob. Get off your chest. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Back. Australian Digital Health Agency, February Bureau Media Brief, how to find your immunisation information. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Daily Brother Steve Renouf, and he's a former Broncos Queensland State of Origin and Australian Rugby League great. He wears the hat now with the Australian Digital Health Agency Consumer Advocate, Aboriginal Chair of the Agency Reconciliation Working Group and National Medicine Safety Program. That's a title in itself, isn't it, Steve? Good morning, my brother.
Hey, Ralph. How are you?
I'm well. good to be talking with you again, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Steve.
Yeah, bro, I'm from my mob. I'm from Mergen. My mum's from Sherberg. So, yes. Goongri, she's a Goongri lady from out southwest Queensland, Mitchell. And yes. My dad, Gubby Gubby.
Too deadly.
North of Redcliffe, yeah.
Best of both worlds, my brother.
Yes, exactly. Got the bush and got the coast.
Too deadly, brother. Thank you for coming to the program. So we're talking about My Health Records. So talk to our mob about how we can access My Health Records.
Yeah, look, My Health Record is a secure online summary of your medical records, whether that be your medicines that you're taking, any procedures, and all that info around your health is on a secure online platform, which is called the My Health Record. And I think you have access to that, and you have a safeguard over that as a consumer or individual, that you get to control who gets to see your health record.
Yep, yep. So a way of privacy, protecting your information, because it is your information.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it. You get to control that. As I said, you can control what is seen on the view. So if you don't want your GP or the people that you allow on your My Record, you can not show that in view.
Okay.
But you can also allow people to see information that you want them to see.
But sure, when you're going for like your medical checkup, your annual medical checkup, the GP would
like to, would have to see that information, would they not?
Yes, yeah, definitely. And that's all part of it. So especially as we talked about also with transient mob, you know, if we go from one town to a city, you got to make sure that if anything goes wrong there and you have to see another GP, that they can see your records.
Sure, so they're not giving you wrong tablets or anything like that. They can follow suit. Exactly, yeah, good.
Yeah, so medicine mishaps have been a big thing in the past, and they probably still happen, but with the My Health Record, that'll lower that rate of misprescribing the wrong drugs.
And also with the immunisation information, you'll be able to see all that as well.
Yeah, look, that was a new upgrade to the My Record this week, and that's something that launched today and includes a consolidated immunisation view, so people can easily see details of their immunisations, including, and this is a very important one, including their first COVID-19 vaccination.
Okay, that will add to the information of your MHR, won't it?
Yeah, and that's right. And if there's a next vaccination due date, so obviously with this vaccine, COVID-19, there's a first vaccination, and then there's a period after that you receive your second, so you can get that alert on your My Health Record.
Well, you don't want that double overdose like what just happened recently, eh, brother?
Oh, exactly, mate. And, you know, it's one of those things. And that just shows, even a doctor, you know, because it's so new. But, yeah, exactly. that was a bit of a mishap.
Yeah, for sure, you know. Look, it's about looking after that fantastic vehicle, your body, your health, which is so very important. And so here's an opportunity that you can, like you said, be in control of what's going on and knowing that information for you to move forward to a better, healthy life, yeah?
Yeah, without a doubt. And you know, I sort of stress to people, the community, that it is about your health. But also, especially with COVID, it's around, you know, it helps, you know, protect, you know, not only you, your family and your community.
Exactly, brother. Just to touch on the COVID-19, the vaccination is virtually going out and about rolling out. Just to check up online if you need to, or check with your GP or your First Nation Health Organisation in regard to your vaccination, if you're going to go ahead and do it, but especially our elders,
Yeah, exactly. You just got to ask you if you got a carer. Or you've got a local Aboriginal medical service or GP clinic that you go to, you just ask there and they'll let you know all about the immunisation and the vaccine when it's been rolled out.
Yeah, exactly. Put your mind at ease. That's so very important. Look, always good to catch up, Steve. Thank you very much for the yarn, my brother. Big shout out to your mob there and that deadly team down there, Australian Digital Health Agency. Fantastic work that your mob doing. And we'll yarn soon, eh, Cuss?
No worries, bro. Thank you.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there, that's Steve Renouf, Australian Digital Health Agency Consumer Advocate, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Champion, also co-chair of the Agency Reconciliation Working Group and National Medicine Safety Program. A former Broncos, Queensland State of Origin and Australian Rugby League great, and look, doing his work now with our mob in the health department, looking after our mob. So look, he's very passionate about the job he does there. And it's about you looking after yourself. That's what you need to do, and do your normal checkup like yearly, and also with the COVID-19 vaccination coming out, to roll out. Do what you need to do to find out where you sit. If you're going to go ahead with it, it's about, you know what goes in your body and you've got to say what goes in your body. So that's the other thing you need to look at very seriously. But you can have your say here. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Baldy on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's B-Band Bumma Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National News Radio Service. Give me a call, have your say, and yarn up strong, you mob. I want to say good morning, big shout out to Samantha WA, my sister. How are you? Hope you're well. And your beautiful son, who's your carer, John. Hope you guys are well. And good morning, Yarraba mob. Look, stay deadly, and have your say here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, two Deli track there, Prison Man's Son. That's Leah Purcell here on your Deli program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM, Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, big shout out to all our beautiful women out there. Two Deli represent, leading from the front. And speaking of leading Aboriginal women talk resilience at the 10th, celebrating Women in Conservation Breakfast. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Malia Ben on the line. Very good morning, my sister. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Sister, before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
I am a Mamu and Gungandji woman from Yarri, mostly.
Yes.
And I live in Cairns right next to you.
All right, Two Deli. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So, look, congratulations. One of only two First Nations women at the bar in Queensland. I mean, we say, how deadly are you?
Oh, I wouldn't call myself deadly, but
you take that compliment.
I'm very proud to be one of two with my other sister, Avelina.
Yes. Now, that's fantastic, sister. Now, talk about leading Aboriginal women talk resilience and celebrating Women in Conservation Breakfast. So tell us about that daily movement there, sis.
Yeah, that is a really deadly movement. They asked me to come along and talk about resilience because, as we all know, we are the most resilient people, in my view, on this planet, you know, having to survive after 80 years.
Second that, exactly. Yep.
And so I'm going to be talking about the resilience of my family and my people in general, particularly my grandparents and how they managed to persevere and fall in love on a mission in a situation where, you know, they were only being trying to be broken down. But persevered anyway, and I think that I'm really only here because of Aboriginal resilience and especially the women in my life. Shout out to my auntie there, Sharon. She's someone that I look up to, and when I need strength, I draw on her a lot.
Good. And it's important to have our mentors, and it helps us keep on track regarding our journey in life, but also it gives us that that focus to never ever quit and to stay on track, hey, sis?
Yeah, that's right. And I've always been benefited from having really strong mentors, both in the law but also outside of that. And I hope that, you know, my biggest goal in life is to be a mentor so that the deadly kids coming through, because in my view, that's the best generation coming through. They're the ones that are the smartest and most resilient. And they just don't actually know how wonderful they are. So I want to be here to encourage them and make sure they know that, and watch them shine.
Exactly. And look, I'm a strong advocate of all our beautiful women out there. I mean, girls can do anything, and we need more female lawyers, and we need more female chairpersons and managers and CEOs leading from the front. I mean, they are true professionals in the mother sense, in the grandmother sense, which is the biggest jobs in the world, but also in the professional world as well, yes?
That's right. And in my view, if any important decision is being made, then we need to be there.
Exactly. Front and centre.
Yeah, front and centre. Our voices are the ones that need to be heard. So that's my personal view about it.
No, that's too deadly. So in regards to the breakfast, that's up-and-coming breakfast, or have you already had that? Or tell us that.
I've had to pre-film it because of COVID, obviously. We're not going to be in a panel like the normal way. So I've sat down and bought a tripod, sat down and filmed myself telling
Well, it's hard
stories.
To chew on bacon and eggs through the Zoom conference.
Apparently I'm getting sent a breakfast pack, so it'll be nice.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. But, yeah, so I'm just telling those stories about my family and the resilience, and then also the resilience of caring for country and how I feel that the way I give back to my country is looking after my people. I quite often represent people from Yarrabah and all over front of Queensland to make sure that they have that proper access to justice, you know.
Exactly, beautiful. And like as we travel through life and, you being a lawyer, and to people that they want to be a psychologist or doctor or a dancer, you are first a black woman first, you know what I mean? And that in itself, you know, that in itself empowers you and gives you the right to be the best you that you can be and, pave your way through life.
That's right. And our perspectives are really important.
True.
We have a really big community that we have a responsibility to, and anyone who's involved in the system or is having work to do with community, there should be someone who is black representing them, but being able to be that person who walks in the two worlds.
Yes.
And being able to represent them properly. And a lot of the time, you're not going to get a different outcome, but at least your clients felt that they've had some sort of dignity in the process. And that's usually what can be missing if things aren't being done culturally appropriate or in a way that makes the client feel comfortable and that they're being heard. And that's to me is the biggest bit that you can make a difference in.
And you mentioned two worlds, and exactly that's the world that we live in as in First Nation people. We've got our culture, and then we've got the professional world or the white world or the academia world, you know. But if you haven't fit in both camps, and that's very important to strengthen you and help with that resilience, yes?
Yeah, and that's why resilience is extra important for us when you're trying to walk in two worlds. The burden gets really heavy sometimes, and so need to have that resilience and those strong foundations and that strong support network to build on so that you can keep moving forward and you don't just fall into a heap. Because the work can be, it's very, very hard on your heart sometimes when you have to watch your people go through this.
Exactly, when you're trying to focus in on your professional journey. Yeah, it does. It's devastating to the heart, to the soul, to the spirit, but that's where resilience come in. A very important conversation. Thank you very much for sharing, my sister, and all the best to you and your team, your mob, and Yari Mob, be so proud of you. And we'll talk soon, sister.
Thanks, Trev. Talk soon.
Take care, Malia. Bye-bye. Adelia Amelia Ben, her name is, and one of only two First Nations women at the bar in Queensland. And she's one of the keynote speakers at the Women in Conservation Breakfast, 10th celebration there, leading Aboriginal women, talking resilience. And so a very important conversation, resilient, a very powerful tool for your success, your mob. That's men and women, black and white, young and old. Resilience is the key. Are you the one I've been waiting for? Jimmy Little, take a listen here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I felt you coming, girl, as you drew near. I knew you'd find me, 'cause I longed you here. You, my destiny, is this how you'll appear? Wrapped in a coat with a tear in your eye. We'll take that coat and throw it on the floor. Are you the one that I've been waiting for? As you've been moving surely towards me, my soul has comforted and assured me that in time my heart, it will reward me, and all will be revealed. So I sat and I watched an ice-aged thaw. Are you the one that I've been waiting for? Out of sorrow, entire worlds have been built. Out of longing, great wonders have been willed. The only little tears, darling, let them spill, and lay your head upon my shoulder. Outside my window, the world's gone to war. Are you will be let in. I think of you in motion and how close you are getting, and how every little thing anticipates you. All down my veins, my heartstrings call. Are you the one that I've been?
Been waiting for. G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Come and go. Still the memories linger on, but the stories tell me who I am. There is truth in the words they spoke. It's not a tale, it's not a joke. These words tell me why I am. I am the trees, I am the sand and the seas. My people, they walk this land, and I.
Shine, I feel the world come. coming down on me. I try to run from reality like a boat out on a dried up sea. There's an emptiness inside of me. I'm shaking loose from the chains of darkness. Let the sun melt all my sadness. Taking the chance to live again, free from the pressure of experience.
to the sea.
Oh, to the sea.
Cook of the Wirangu Morning lives in me.
One woman, Ivan Demel, here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Is the number you need to call, but you may have to do that next week because Murray going to sign off here. 24/7, you can text us, 045-714-0550. Thank you very much for your company, your mob. National Talk Black, one-hour program, Monday, Friday, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and House Seat, the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. Your mob, thank you very much. Look, take care, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are in a pandemic, and the vaccine is coming out. It's rolling out. So do what you need to do. Take care of yourself, and we'll be yarning soon, you mob. Too deadly.